Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Chof, the 20th chapter, and we're going to be looking at three fairly cryptic psukim in this perek. So starting with Pasuk Hei. Mayim amukim eitza v'lev ish. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. V'ish tvuno yidleno. But a man of understanding will draw it out. The Ralbag explains that wisdom in a person's heart is like deep water. It's not easily accessed, it's not easily understood, even to oneself. But a wise man can draw it up, can bring it out from its depths. With a lot of introspection, a lot of thought, a wise man can access his wisdom. We all have innate wisdom and we all have capacity for deep insight. But often this is buried deep beneath the surface, like water deep underground. And the difference between a wise man and Ish Tevuna and everybody else is that the wise man is able to draw it up, yidleno, through a lot of thinking. So this is an important message about the value of reflective thought and slow decision making, because most people don't immediately intuitively know what they think about real complex matters. And it takes a lot of quiet, a lot of inner work to uncover those thoughts, to dig them up. Our immediate thoughts on something are not necessarily our best. Our best thoughts and our deep wisdom, it's buried deep underground like water. And the goal is to be an Ish Tevuna, a man of understanding who knows how to draw it out from deep underground. So Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us, don't jump into things. Don't rush to have an opinion on something. Don't make impulsive or emotional decisions. Recognize that wisdom needs to be dug out like deep water. Be reflective, slow down, find that inner wisdom. In relationships, in parenting, in leadership, or in any moment of confusion, there are often the answers deep inside of us, like the water underground. But we need the slow, reflective thinking of an Ish Tevuna to be able to draw it out and to find out what those answers are. The Sfas Emes adds another beautiful layer to this idea of drawing out wisdom from within us. And he says that the nature of deep waters, mayim amukim, is that the deeper the water, the sweeter it is and the cooler it is. The deeper the water, the better the quality, the more pure it is. And in the same way, he says, we all have profound greatness inside of us. We all have a divine spark. We all have Hashem's Torah inside of us. We say, v'chaye olam nata b'socheinu. He planted his eternal Torah inside each and every one of us. And the deeper it is, just like water, the deeper it is, the sweeter it is, and the purer it is. Meaning, the harder it is to get to, and the more effort that we have to put into drawing it out, the greater the discovery is going to be. It's all about the effort we put in. It's all about how deep we dig, how invested we are in finding that chaye olam, that inner wisdom inside of us. And it takes a lot of deliberation and thought and reflection. And it doesn't come when we rush through life on this endless hamster wheel and we never take a moment to think. To get to that really deep spark of wisdom inside of us, we need the time to think and we need to make the effort to draw it out. The yidleno, the ish tevunos yidleno, you have to draw it out from deep within. Now the next pasuk that we're going to read on this parak is pasuk yodalad. Ra ra yoimar hakoine. It is bad, says the buyer. Va'ozel loy. Oz is halal, but when he has gone on his way, then he boasts. Meaning, when a person's in a store and he's looking to buy something, he speaks very negatively about the product. He's hoping that he's going to get a better price. He says, you know, this mattress is such terrible quality. I can tell it's never going to last. It's not even at all comfortable. Ra ra yomar hakoine. How can you think of charging such a crazy price for this? But then once he leaves the store, he's full of praise for himself. Va'ozeloi oz is halal. When he leaves, he boasts. What a great mattress I just got. It's such fantastic quality. It's so comfortable. Do you know how little I paid for it? Such a great deal, such a bargain. So this pasuk isn't giving advice. It's rather describing a typical behavior. And it's a mashal. Say the Mitzvah and the Malbim that it's a mashal for someone who's purchasing Torah or purchasing something spiritual. In the beginning, when you start learning or you're working on improving a midah, it's all ra-ra yomar hakoine. It's difficult, it's challenging, it's painful, it's full of setbacks. And it requires us to pay a price sometimes, to give something up, to do without certain things that seem quite nice. But as we know, lefum tzara agra, that the harder the work, the greater the reward. So the more challenging it is, the more rewarding it is. And after persevering and after acquiring Torah, after you purchase the product, then yishalol, then we praise ourselves because it's deeply rewarding. So this is a second message about effort in this parak. And it's a message about the rewards for investing in the things that are more deeply satisfying. And finally, we're going to read Pasuk Chaf Zayin, which is a very well-known Pasuk. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayfes Kol Chadrei Voten. The neshama of a man is the lamp of Hashem, searching all the inner chambers. The meaning of this Pasuk, according to Rashi and Mitzvah, is that the neshama of a person is like a lamp that sheds a light on everything about you. When a person wants to find something in the darkness, he uses a lamp so that he can see what's going on. And when Hashem wants to search a person's depths in a moment of din, he uses our neshama, he uses our soul, because our soul is like a lamp. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The lamp that Hashem uses to search us, to understand us, is our neshama. Our neshamas know our real motivations, our struggles, our contradictions, our private thoughts. Our neshama sees everything about us and knows everything about us. So it's like a flashlight or a lamp that illuminates everything about us. And that's why it testifies about us in din. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Ches Amud Aleph discusses that when we do Bedikas Chametz, we specifically use a ner, a candle or a lamp, because a ner is specifically effective for searching for things. When we search for chametz, we don't search by the light of the sun or the light of the moon. We need to use a ner, a candle, or a lamp, because that's specifically good for searching for things. And the Gemara brings this pasuk in Mishlei as one of its proofs that a ner is good for searching for things. It says Hashem uses a ner, it uses the neshama of a person, which is a ner, to search the person. Ner Hashem nishmas adam chayfes kol chadrei batan. So the Gemara concludes, when we search for chametz, we specifically use a ner. Now this Gemara, quoting our pasuk, it contains a very powerful and moving idea. In Kabbalistic sources, chametz is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. The yeast and the puffiness in the chametz dough or the bread represents arrogance. And in general, chametz represents all those negative character traits that we want to remove, that we want to cleanse ourselves of, that we want to search for and remove from our hearts. Says Rav Tzadok in Tzidkas HaTzadik section Yud Gimel, when you light a candle in the day, it has very little effect. You can barely see its flame. It has no impact on a very bright room. But when you light a candle at night, it really illuminates. One candle can illuminate so much of a dark space. As opposed to a candle in the daylight, doesn't make any difference at all, doesn't have any impact. A candle in darkness makes an enormous impact. Now, when are we supposed to check for chametz, he says? At night. At night, using a candle, that's when we check for chametz. In the dark, when the light of the candle can really make a difference. At that time of day, when the light of a candle can really illuminate a room, that's the ideal time to check for chametz. Says Rav Tzadok, we all go through periods of light and dark in our lives. We all have times of light when we feel close to Hashem and we feel connected and we feel inspired and we have a clear sense of our goals and our lifestyles are aligned with our goals and we're davening with Kavana and we're into Shabbos and we're doing so much chesed and we're learning. And then we have periods of darkness where we feel like we're just muddling through and we don't feel close or connected and we don't feel a strong sense of purpose and our davening feels flat. And we don't feel present. But when is the best time to search for chametz, says the Gemara? When is the best time to search our hearts for negative character traits and problematic motivations and to try and cleanse ourselves and our characters? It's precisely during the darkness, says Rav Tzadok. Because when everything is going well, we can become oblivious to our problems. When everything's going well and we're in a good space, we're still not perfect. But it's much harder to notice those bits that still need improvement. It's much harder to notice, to be cognizant of our problematic intentions and our chesed, or to notice the lack of presence in some of our key relationships. But it's in the darkness, he says. It's during those periods of darkness and disconnection when the candle can really illuminate, where the candle can really shine a light into those cracks of our hearts and to help us grow. He says that's the best time to use your neshama, which is a flashlight, a lamp that can help you search your most innermost thoughts. Ner Hashem nishmas adam chayfes kol chadrei vaten. Don't despair of the dark periods, but use those times of darkness to take your lamp, to take your soul, which is the lamp of Hashem, your Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, and take it as an opportunity to search Kol Chadrei Vaten, to introspect and to grow in a way that wouldn't have been possible during the daylight. When you're feeling close to Hashem, you won't see your faults. But when you feel distant and you feel dark, that's when there's great opportunity to learn more about yourself and to really grow. So view this time, view this period of darkness as an opportunity, and take your light of Hashem, take your neshama, and use it to illuminate the dark and to search Kol Chadrei Vaten, to search your innermost thoughts in a way that wouldn't have been possible during the daylight. So to summarize what we've learned in this parak, because we've touched on quite a few different ideas to do with self-growth. In the first pasuk, we discussed how we all have wisdom deep within us. It's like underground water, and we need to make an effort to access it. And the more of an effort we make, the purer the source of water that we're going to access. And then in the second pasuk, which was pasuk Yudalad, Ra Ra Yomar HaKoneh, we saw how, just like someone who's negative about buying something in a store at first, Torah and the spiritual can initially seem very challenging, but after you acquire them, then you're thrilled with the product. It's very fulfilling. And finally, in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, we read that Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that our soul is Hashem's lamp, it's Hashem's flashlight, and it can illuminate our innermost selves, and that our darkest times are the most powerful opportunities to illuminate ourselves and for self-discovery and for transformation. So altogether, these psukim encourage us to look inwards and to embrace effort, because ultimately there's nothing as rewarding as spiritual growth. Thank you for learning together in the merit for Refuah Shelema for Yonina Simabas Daphne Hinder and all the wounded members of Tzahal, amongst all those who are ill among Klal Yisrael, sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.